Morning, brothers. Good morning. Some of the stories that I tell, just as we did yesterday with Zacchaeus, just a retelling of the story. Others come out of my life experience where things have happened in my life, and I remember those similar stories or similar people that in the scriptures. So this is a story that grew out of a time in my life, and as I reflected on it and reflected on a person in the scripture, and I thought, But I'd wondered whether I should tell this story. I just put it in my folder and brought it along. And Ben, I want to thank you for your sharing this morning, because it confirmed that this is the story that I should share with you this morning. It may just be for one of you, but that will be enough. So this is a story told in the character of one of the disciples. Peace be with you, my brothers, and thank you for inviting me to come and share with you, and for our brothers Simon and Mark, two strong men of God. I remember Peter, Simon Peter, and the times of fellowship we had with him, and all that our brother Mark has been sharing, recording all of those times with Jesus. And what a blessed time it was to spend those years and those times with Jesus. You don't recognize me, do you? That's good. That's good. I was with him from the beginning. Indeed, I was there with him at the time of John the Baptizer. When John was preaching in the desert, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. I was there that day when the Pharisees came down to be baptized, and John held them down so long, I thought they'd never come up. It seemed as though he was trying to baptize them from the inside out. And that's precisely what he was doing. Change your hearts, he's coming. Repent, get ready, he's coming. And there one day he looked and said, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sin of the world. And this peasant came down to be baptized. And for once in his life, John was speechless. Couldn't say a word except, I shouldn't be baptizing you, said John. You should be baptizing me. But this carpenter's son said, no, leave it like this for righteousness' sake. And he was baptized. Something happened. Something wonderful happened that day, and to this day I still don't know how to describe it. It was as though the kingdom of God had come down and dwelt amongst us. And there was a voice from heaven saying, this is my son. Listen to him. Please listen to him. And it seemed as though the skies opened. And the Holy One of God descended upon him in the form of a dove. Something happened that day. I thought I'd follow after him and say some wise and holy words. And all I could say was, where do you live? And for once in my life, I'm glad I spoke with my heart and not my head. And he said, well, come and see. Come and see. And I did come. And I did see. And ah, the things I saw. That day he walked on the water. I don't know what frightened us more, the storm, or to be in the presence of one so holy that even the wind and the storm obeyed him. I was there that day he reached out his hand and just touched that little girl and raised her from the dead. I was there that day he healed the lepers. That day he raised the daughter of Jairus. That day he cured the blind man. The things he did, the things he said. So what did you say? What was my favorite miracle? I think it was that day when the multitudes were gathered, 5,000 men at least, with just five bread rolls and two pieces of fish. He fed a multitude. And I realized that day that even though I have so little, he can take it and bless it, and in me and through me can feed the thousands. And I suppose the other one, and it wasn't really a miracle, was that day when the blind man called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Do you know, and I thought, every time Jesus heard those words, he stopped. And he turned and he said, what could I do for you? And I realized that day, I didn't have to learn to pray like the priests or the Pharisees or the scribes. He knew the cry of my heart. And all I had to say was, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And like the lepers, thank you. I was with him all those years. You still haven't worked out who I am, have you? Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. I was with him all those times, and I was with him that night, the night of love, the night when he knelt before us, and when he knelt before me and washed my feet and said, you're my friend. You're my friend. I was there when he took the bread. He blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it and said, take, eat, this is my body, the body of the new covenant. And then when he took the cup, he said the blessing, take, eat, the blood of the new covenant. Take and eat and drink of my life. I was there that when they stretched out his arms on the cross and tortured him to death. And then that day when he rose in glory from the tomb. Finally that day, that night rather, when we were so scared. We were still hiding in that upper room. They'd killed Jesus. They'd probably kill us. And something happened once again. And once again, the Spirit of God Most High descended upon us. With that same Spirit and that same power by which he had done all those miracles, that same power and that same Spirit by which he rose from the dead had now been given to me. Peter said, we've lost one of our number. He betrayed Jesus. It's time we chose another. I was disappointed when Jesus, out of all the disciples, called 12 to be the apostles and didn't choose me. Once again, Peter said, let's choose one from amongst our number. Matthias and me, Barsabbas. And the lot fell to Matthias. And once again, I thought, left over, left out. Here was I wanting to be a great preacher. Here was I wanting to be a wonderful minister. And he'd call me his friend. Here was I wanting to be a great apostle. He died for me because he loved me. Here was I wanting a great and wonderful ministry as one of the apostles going throughout the kingdom. But he said, you're my home. I count you as my temple. I call you my friend. And I learned that day what he'd said at the very beginning. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the pure of heart. And blessed are the gentle. So I rejoice now that I am so poor that all I can do is listen to him. I rejoice now that I am so weak and ordinary and anonymous, because now all I have to do is remember his love and rely on his strength. Now all I have to do is to have the guts to be the temple of God Most High. Peace be with you, my brothers. And thank you for asking me to share with you. To share with you the one who loves you so much that he kneels before you each day and washes you clean once more and says, my friend, come home. All is ready. I've prepared a room for you, my mate.